Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope you are having a supernaturally good day. We've been working to learn about and memorize the answer to this question. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? The answer is they became sinful and miserable. They were sinful because they were sinners. And they were miserable because they now experienced misery as sin messed up the world. I don't love talking about sin, especially for a whole week's worth of podcasts, but it's important that we understand this truth. It's also important that we have a little fun sometimes, so here is a super silly joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan, what should you not eat on 4th of July?
I don't know, what?
Firecrackers.
Wake up, kiddo. This is Jeremy, and we are still talking about the fact that after they sinned, Adam and Eve became sinful and miserable. When they sinned, it became easier for them to keep on sinning. And the more they sinned, the more miserable they became. When Adam and Eve sinned, sin became natural for them and natural for every human born after them. This was passed on to us. Their children, Adam and Eve's children, they were natural born sinners. So were their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and their great-great-great-grandchildren, and on and on and on until you finally get to us. We are descendants of Adam and Eve, and we too were born natural sinners. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, we can be rescued from the punishment of sin, and we can be rescued from the control of sin. But that doesn't wash away the fact that we are still natural sinners. They're still part of us while we're alive here on earth, that it's natural for us to sin. But with the Holy Spirit, we can choose to do right instead of wrong. We can choose to obey God instead of sin. Paul wrote about this in chapter 7 of Romans. He said that there were things he knew he shouldn't do, but he found himself doing those things over and over again. He also said there were things he wanted to do because they were right, but he didn't do them. Sin was still natural to him, even though he was a child of God, even though he loved God and was planting churches for God and writing the Bible. But then he says this in verse 24 of Romans chapter 7. He says, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He was feeling the misery that comes from sin. Then, as we read on in chapter 7 and chapter 8, Paul helps us understand the only answer to our sin problem, Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to take our punishment. He rose from the grave, and now by turning away from our sin and putting our trust in him, he takes care of the penalty we deserve for our sin and the control in our life of sin. He takes care of all of that. When we become a child of God, we become his child forever. Even when we sin, that doesn't change. We're locked in. We are God's children, and he'll never, ever let go of us. And when we turn to Jesus, he gave us the Holy Spirit. In every child of God, the Holy Spirit is living in that work. In every single one of us. So if you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And if we, the children of God, will obey that Holy Spirit that's living in us, he will give us the power that we need. Then we can overpower the part of us that wants to do wrong instead of right. It's still there. This sin nature, this part of me that wants to do wrong things is still in there. But the Holy Spirit's in there too, and he will give me the strength that I need to do the right things instead of the wrong. Then, those of us who will listen to the Holy Spirit and do the right things instead of the wrong, will be less sinful and will have less misery.